Idaho's surprising surge in tax revenue the past 2 months stands in stark contrast to most of the country, where the coronavirus pandemic has sliced state budgets into shreds. James Dawson has more.
For the first 2 months of the fiscal year that began in July, Idaho has raked in an extra $69 million. That puts it among the very top of state recoveries so far, with most states collecting far less in taxes since the beginning of the pandemic. It also bucks trends of past downturns like the Great Recession in 2008.
We still have states making significant cuts in 2010, 2011.
That's Brian Sigritz with the National Association of State Budget Officers. He says it's too early to tell if revenues will continue to beat projections in Idaho, or even if they were artificially buoyed by federal money like enhanced unemployment payments.
If there isn't another aid package, if some of these temporary stimulus measures don't get renewed, if the economy doesn't recover more, that will impact state revenues moving forward.
Governor Brad Little agrees, telling the Associated Press that 2 months doesn't make a trend. Sigritz says we'll have to wait until next spring, when personal income taxes are filed, to get a clear picture of how state budgets will fare going forward. James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.